SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday morning. Glad you can be with us, SB Nation AM. By the way, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. All right, what is the good of the day, my friend?
All right, we talked about him last week.
Yes.
And then arose some talk and speculation amongst the NHL about what should we do about backup emergency goalies.
Yes.
And the NHL, because, you know, we saw the rise of, what was his name, David Ayers?
David Ayers.
David Ayers.
Yeah. Yep.
And we loved that story.
Loved it. Great
story.
We don't
want the NHL to get it. It's the only positive thing. I mean, it's what made the NHL relevant last week.
That's
right. Let's be honest.
Amazing.
So the NHL came out and said, I had it here and I just lost it. Can't believe that. Okay. The NHL general managers discussed the emergency backup goalie procedure today in light of the David Ayers story. They are content to leave the rule as is. No changes. They feel it works and there is no reason to change it. So if you're an accountant, if you're a Zamboni driver, what were some of the other positions, job titles of these emergency goalies? You still have a chance.
You still have a chance. What, like I said last week, and I'm going to say it again, what impresses me about these kind of stories is, for whatever reason, and however, I don't know where the hockey gods are in this, these stories, these guys tend to win, right? Like it would have been a sad but kind of interesting story if emergency Zamboni driver 42 suits up for the Carolina Hurricanes and the Canes lost 10-1. But in the end, what was he going to do? He's a Zamboni driver and they needed a goalie until they could call up their guy from, you know, Saskatoon. But instead, they win games. It's amazing. They win these games.
Now, I don't know. Maybe it's up to the team to step up and rise to the challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, like you said, I mean, they're winning games. They're doing their thing.
Like, what would we think, real quick, what would we think if David Ayers had gotten shellacked 8-0, you know, 8-1? Like, and it was just an embarrassment. But in the end, like, he would just go, well, what do you want from me? I'm a 42-year-old Zamboni driver. They didn't have anybody to play goal. I did the best I could. Obviously, they're going to call somebody up to replace the two injured guys, and but this is the best I could do. We probably go, yeah, I feel bad for him, but you know what? He got shellacked, and that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, listen, I would love to play in a PGA Tour event and shoot 105. All right? I would just to experience what it would be inside the ropes.
Yes.
To just walk with a pro, to have a crowd, like if the occasion good shot that I might make,
I'm laughing.
For them to cheer.
I was chuckling at that because of how honest you were.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, you know, some might say like try to break the triple digit mark and get into double digit. You're like, nah, I'm going to stick to the real 100.
If I can
do 105, I'm happy.
If I shot 105, I was making double bogeys, but every now and then I'd like roll in a 20-foot putt or chip it close to the hole or something like that. And I got a crowd like applauding and clapping and I could wave and throw the ball into the stands. I would love it. If this guy had gotten shellacked 10-0, I think he would still go, honey, I had a great time. I was on ice with NHL stars. I'm 42. That's the other thing. He wasn't like he was 26. He was 42. Like, he's like, I'm 42. When was I ever going to get to play with the best in the world on the same ice in a meaningful game that counted? All right, so I lost. Big deal. Did you really think I was going to stop shots? But he did, and he won. He's like a Carolina Hurricane hero. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for the NHL.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, why change it?
Why change it?
I didn't even know they were thinking about that.
I didn't either.
So, you know, if you have one thing positive going for your league, why you don't change it? One thing that made you a national story last week, you don't change it. They had a whole bunch of trades. Did anyone blink an eye?
Nobody.
No, but you pull out a Zamboni driver and he wins a game, you keep that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This makes all the sense in the world.
So what's the bad of the day?
Oh, well, I got to give a coronavirus update.
Yeah, let's do this.
A Lithuanian man
Oh, boy.
I'm just laughing at it as I say. A Lithuanian man locked his wife in a bathroom over fears that she had coronavirus.
Oh, no.
After she met with a Chinese woman who had arrived from Italy.
Oh, no. Look, the evidence was there, but wow.
I mean, the only problem is that this article doesn't say, hey, she had a really bad cough. It doesn't say anything about her condition. It was like, oh, you met a Chinese woman from Italy? Locked in the bathroom. To his credit, he did call the police and let them know.
And told them?
And told them that he fears that his wife has coronavirus. She did go and get checked by authorities, and all the tests came back negative.
Yeah, you can't have the precedent of letting people, like, kidnap, like, their, you know, their ex-girlfriend and be like, she had coronavirus. I wasn't going to release her to the, so I put her in my basement. Like, okay. You can't, no. We can't allow that.
But one of the first questions that popped in my mind was, okay, he locked her in a bathroom. Who has a key? How do you lock a bathroom from the outside?
No, I've always wondered that. Hollywood does this a lot.
Yeah, but is that standard in Lithuania?
Maybe so. Yeah, Hollywood does this where they have apparently in Hollywood in the stories all the doors can be locked, like all the bathrooms can be locked from the outside. Like you can lock somebody in a bathroom, whereas I cannot do that in my house.
Yeah.
I can lock on the inside, but I can't lock the door from the outside. Can you? But even if you can, it's easy to just unlock it.
I mean, you know this wouldn't fly in the States.
No.
If I felt my wife had coronavirus, I can't say I'm locking you in the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Right,
and
exactly.
I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to get authorities over here where they're going to come in with the hazmat suits. It's going to look like the inside of E.T.'s house.
Right.
Or Elliot's house.
What's the comedian? I think Chris Rock has a bit where he's like, I don't like it, but I understand, or something like that, where he says a scenario and then he goes, it's like, it's crazy, but he understands.
Yeah.
That's this story.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you kidnapping people and locking them in the bathroom because you think they have coronavirus, but I kind of get it. If she met a Chinese woman from Italy, you're probably scared out of your mind.
Yeah.
Right?
Those two countries. So, synonymous with each other.
Like.
Since forever.
Right? But again, just to make this clear, the show is not advocating that if someone you know may have coronavirus, you are free to treat them as a prisoner in your own house.
Yeah, no. We're not suggesting
No.
Like, get permission first.
No. Yeah, exactly. Goodness gracious. All right, so what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I'm going to give it to Trevor Bauer and not for why you think.
Okay.
All right, Trevor Bauer has decided to come forward with a way to prevent sign stealing.
I think I saw this story. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is now just going to tip his pitches.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's going to tell you what's coming.
And it's a bold move. I don't know if this is just a spring training fodder type of thing, you know, just, hey, we're having some fun at spring training. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, could he, like his catcher was saying, he is crazy enough to do this.
But how did they tell you the method on how he's going to do this?
Well, one of the things he was doing is that he's throwing his glove out, letting people know that a fastball is coming. And you can see him during spring training. He's like, he's looking at the batter and he throws his glove out, like just kind of like shoves it, you know, or like flicks his wrist. And he's doing that every single time he's throwing a fastball.
Gotcha.
And so he's letting them know a fastball is coming.
Okay. So what if you're a batter, do you believe it? Do you go, or is he trying to manipulate? Is he trying to manipulate the batter? Like, will eventually be like, yeah, I'm tipping that I'm throwing a fastball, but I'm not.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. But, you know, he's crazy enough. I mean, he's the most controversial pitcher we have, right?
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
he is.
Arguably. I mean, he's always been outspoken. I mean, he was the one who was complaining about the Astros. And, you know, we're cheating some way because of their spin rate.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They were Real Sports on HBO just did a feature on him. And it was really fascinating how he walks a different path, right? Like, he walks a different path in training. He walks a different path in recovery. He's gotten under the skin of so many people, but he just has done it his way. He calls himself a nerd, even though he's a baseball player. He says he's very analytical. Like, he goes into one of these training centers during the offseason. They break down all of the different velocity and spin rates and all of the things that, you know, computers and lasers can do. But he's a real weird beast, but he's, you know, he knows who he is. That's the one. That's the thing. He knows who he is. So even though I may go, boy, he's a little weird, at least he's true to himself. You may not like him, but he's true to himself.
Yeah.
But yeah. This is kind of a weird.
So, I mean, I don't know if it's dumb per se.
I think it might be.
But it is one of those things that I guess we just got to keep a close eye on and find. I don't know. I really didn't know what to. I saw the story and I'm like, okay, well, this is. I mean, I guess it's brilliant. If you're going to say, hey, you're going to try to steal my sign, I'll just let you know what I'm throwing.
I'll just let you know what I'm throwing,
and,
right?
You know, go ahead and try to hit it. But or is it like you said? Is it a classic fake out? You know, I'm going to throw my fastball, and in comes a slider.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm, you know, and then all of a sudden, all it takes is one before everybody goes, listen, I'm not paying attention to anything.
Right.
He's trying to,
but during spring training so far, whenever he flicks his wrist on his glove hand, he's been throwing a fastball.
Good. And by the way, what kind of confidence do you have that, like, you know what, I'm going to throw you my fastball. And if you hit it, good for you. And if you don't, well, that's why I'm good at this.
I mean, is he Charlie Sheen? Like, if you can hit it, you can name it.
You can name it. That's right. Yeah. You can hit it. You can name it. Exactly. Yeah. That's going to be interesting to see how he progresses this this thought process about tipping his pitches. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. Again, it's SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Herzing from Let's Talk Wheels, an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For those of you with kids heading home for spring break, this is a great time to have their cars checked out. It's never fun to get the call. You know the one. Dad, I got a car problem, and I'm here at school. They're away from home. You have to deal with somebody that you don't even know. Not even sure if they know what they're doing. So, while the car is at home, take it to the shop that you trust and have them change the oil, rotate the tires, and check the brakes. Tell them it's going to go back to school in a week, so you want everything looked at. It's always best to catch small problems before they become big ones. When I had my shop, I was always doing these kind of checkups for customers. Because you can't prevent every car problem, but you can make them few and far between. Parents always worry about their kids, I know that. Doing this will give you a little peace of mind, and these days, that's a lot. This is Mike Herzing with Let's Talk Wheels, brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more tips, go to letstalkwheels.com and subscribe for our new Let's Talk Wheels podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play.
How does the Jeep brand celebrate President's Day? By doing what we do best, adventure. Because in the land of the free, you're only truly tasting that freedom if you occasionally take the road less traveled. And you'll want to be in the Jeep Cherokee when you do. With available trail-rated 4x4 capability, this American classic's knack for handling rugged terrain is the reason why wherever a Jeep SUV leads, adventure follows. Now, if you're more about the freedom to be luxurious, the Jeep Grand Cherokee is for you. With available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen and other features that put the presidential in President's Day. And if you're looking for adventure with a view, the Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof is your window to all the vast splendor America has to offer. So whether it's the road less traveled or off-road completely, be free, be adventurous, and be sure to check out the Jeep President's Day event for awesome deals. Jeep is a registered trademark.